Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that
My
is
perfect guy.
Yeah, that's there's yeah. No question. Voice commands changes channels. You can search for shows, movies, sports, find your favorite team, actor, artist, whatever. All you got to do is use voice controls. Check it out. It's only from Xfinity, your X1 voice remote. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. KUFX HD2 San Jose.
95.7 The Game. Sports Center update.
Last home game for Oakland. I'm Gianna Franco, at least for this season. They host the Chargers on Thursday at the Coliseum. Raiders, one of three teams potentially in talks to relocate to Los Angeles. Bittersweet for Raiders safety Charles Woodson, who announced that this will be his last season in the NFL and says Thursday will be difficult.
It'll be emotional. See, I've been emotional all day, so it will be that way Thursday for myself, for my family, friends, you know, for you know, Raider Nation. You know, I feel like, you know, coming back here and playing for the second time, man, we were able to rekindle, you know, something that we had, you know, years ago. So it was really fun, man, coming back here and playing. So it'll be a pretty emotional day.
Niners on the road. They face Detroit on Sunday. They also signed running back DeJuan Harris from the Ravens practice squad. Other news. Outside the Lines reporting the NFL has backed out of funding a major Boston University brain study. It was there to diagnose CTE in living athletes. The NFL, though, is denying the report. Other news, baseball, St. Louis Cardinals and Mike Leake. They've agreed to a 5-year, $80 million deal with full no-trade clause. Also, Warriors host Utah tomorrow. Good news, though. Steve Kerr stepped in and led a Warriors practice this morning. Harrison Barnes also joins Damon next. We're brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. Spend Christmas Day with the Warriors when they face the Cavaliers at a special 2 o'clock start time. All fans will receive an ugly sweater t-shirt powered by Clorox. Get verified official tickets at Warriors.com. I'm Gianna Franco, 95.7 The Game.
Great to be with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to have a Tuesday trifecta coming up next hour. We're going to have Andrew Brandt on next hour as well to talk about Charles Woodson. He was the vice president of the Green Bay Packers when they signed Charles Woodson, who, of course, announced his retirement. And Thursday's Raider game will definitely be Charles Woodson's final game in Oakland. Will it be the Raiders' final game in Oakland? We'll worry about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we've got Harrison Barnes joining us. It's great to have Harrison pop on by. Warriors, of course, continue their homestand tomorrow night against the Utah Jazz. And I'm sure the game's a sellout, but even if a game is a sellout, go to Warriors.com. There are always last-minute holds and secondary tickets for resale. So just because the game sold out doesn't mean you can't go if you want to. And we're always happy to have Harrison Barnes here on the show. Harrison, good to have you on again, man. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. How's things going?
Things are going pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. Of course, we want to get an update on your ankle and your recovery, but let's start with Milwaukee. Did you guys put a little bit too much pressure on yourselves to beat Milwaukee by 40, 50, 60 points and maybe came out a little too rushed, a little lacking focus, and were just caught off guard? Or is that just a Bucks team that's kind of a handful matchup-wise for you guys?
No, I mean, you have to give them credit. I mean, they played extremely well at their place. They came in, they played extremely well against us. I mean, early on, you know, we didn't really compete to the level that, you know, we had been competing at. You know, they were, you know, just a more aggressive team. They wanted it more. And in the second half, we really started to, you know, play our solid defense. I think we held them to, like, under 40% shooting. And, you know, obviously we ended up winning the game.
Will that Milwaukee game, or the way that you guys approached it, change the way you respond to another team maybe bowing up or flexing on the Warriors a little bit more?
No, I think that was that was an isolated incident. I don't think that'll be a consistent thing. I mean, we, you know, we have, you know, tough games coming up here soon against, you know, Utah, the Cavs, teams that have not only played us well this year, but that we played last year in the playoffs. So I'm about to bring our A game.
All respect in the world given to the Utah Jazz. Does the beginning of this season feel like it's been building up to this rematch of the NBA Finals on Christmas Day? I mean, when the calendar came out, when the schedule was released, everyone looked at Christmas and was like, whoa, it's on. Do you feel like this whole start to the year has been crescendoing to this Cavaliers game on Christmas? Just a little, right? Come on, you can say so.
Nah. I mean, it's a normal game. I mean, we look at, you know, in the scheme of things, I mean, the streak was cool, you know, to be able to do that. But, you know, every single game you play, you know, is in preparation for, you know, the playoffs. I mean, you make sure you're playing your best basketball at that time. And when you look at our streak, you're like, man, that's incredible. You know, we did so much. But then you look at the standings, you're like, man, we did have that huge run. The Spurs are only 3 games behind us. There are still great teams out there that are still doing, you know, playing good basketball every single night. So we have to be looking at it like that. I mean, the Cavs, yes, is a great team coming in and playing us, but so is Utah. And so is the next team after that. And that's how we'll have to keep going.
Harrison Barnes from the Golden State Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. And you just brought the Jazz up. This team, this game tomorrow night fits the textbook definition of trap game. It really does. With everybody focusing on Cleveland. I'm glad to hear it doesn't sound like you and your teammates are. You're not going to be out there. We were given that news earlier in the week. That's too bad. It's a shame that you're not going to be on the court. But if you were, tell me what you'd be preparing for against the Jazz.
Well, it's not really a trap game, just because, you know, if one or two shots don't fall in that, and the last time we played Utah, you know, they end the streak. You know what I'm saying? We're not having this conversation now. I mean, they're extremely confident when they play us, extremely good team. They're moving around the ball around well. So, and we're going to bring, like I said, we're going to bring our A game, and it's going to be a big game for, you know, us as a team in terms of rebounding. We haven't been doing that as well as we can lately. So, you know, with their big guys in there, you know, we're going to definitely step up.
Harrison, how's your ankle?
The ankle's coming around. I don't know if I'll be ready to play, Christmas Day or not. If it's healthy enough, I would love to get out there. But, just trying to, you know, make sure that when I get back, I'm 100%. And it felt good to be in the last two practices.
Has this taken a little bit longer than you expected to? In any way, have you been playing a little coy about the severity of this sprain? With us, anyways?
No, not really. I mean, when I very first got, you know, injured, you know, I asked the training staff, look, you know, how long is it going to be? I said, look, we'll take this thing day by day. And, you know, I'm asking the doctors, look, how long is it going to be? You know, it's a 1 week, 2 week, 3 week thing. We'll take it day by day. And that's kind of been the approach going with this. There's not really been a specific timetable, because then you can't get frustrated. You can't say, look, I'm taking longer than expected. I'm going faster than expected. I've just sort of been trying to build this strength. And so far, you know, everything's just been on pace.
Are you guys, and obviously you are, you just brought up their record and how few games behind you, but there are two teams that are starting to, like, dazzle people statistically. It was you guys right out of the rip, and now San Antonio's start to this year is sort of coming into focus, and this is a team that is essentially going opposite of the direction you guys are in terms of basketball philosophy. It's the styles make fight arguments that I'm sure Greg Popovich wants. It's almost like how Stanford went to 3 yards in a cloud of dust football when the whole Pac-12 started throwing it around everywhere. And styles can affect how you can compete against somebody. How much do you guys think of San Antonio, even though you haven't even played them yet?
I mean, they're the team that, you know, when you play, you really see where you're at. I remember last year, Coach was just telling us the other day, you know, we played them, you know, we go out, we shoot 50%, and we lose by 14. You know, why was that? You know, we were turning the ball over. You know what I'm saying? We were very just careless with how we were doing things. We weren't, you know, cutting hard as we needed to. And those type of things, when you don't do them, but you get away with them just because you're winning games, they come out when you play those type of teams. So, you know, whenever we see them, it'll be great to see where we're at and, obviously compete against a team that you may see down the line in the playoffs.
It's definitely the most intriguing thing in the NBA we haven't seen. I'm even more intrigued to see it than I am this matchup with Cleveland on Christmas Day, because I like whoever comes out of the West, and I think I already know right now the two teams I've got anyways in the Western Conference Finals. Harrison, tell me about Steve Kerr Is he back with the team in terms of film study, film session, spending more time around you guys in practice?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Curry, he's back essentially in terms of, you know, the practice session. I mean, he ran the film session on Monday, going over Milwaukee. You know, he's been in the last two practices running those. You know, it looks like his energy's improved. I don't know if necessarily he'll be on the bench tomorrow or Christmas, but you know, he's getting back into the flow of things, and it's good to, you know, good to have our leader back.
Luke Walton's sick. If he can't coach tomorrow night, like, who then becomes the coach of the Warriors? Like, the postmaster general? Like, what's the presidential succession plan? It's like president, vice president, speaker of the house. At some point, the postmaster general would actually become president. who is the next person in line?
Man,
how about Harrison Barnes?
Oh, man, I don't know if they want to play or coach. I don't think they're ready for that, but they might have to throw in Jaren Collins. I think he's done a good job, and he might be ready to be tapped.
Wow. Can you imagine if you guys are winning with an interim coach? I mean, that's just ridiculous if that's where this thing goes. Having been around Kerr all last year, obviously, having played for coaches that weren't Steve Kerr, and having had the success that you've had without him actively serving as your in-game head coach this year, you know, lay fans, people like me, question, you know, what's the real impact then? Is it necessary? Like, let's say Steve Kerr were locked out of the building and never let back in. Would the Warriors return to, you know, a 34-win team? Obviously not. How much does Kerr bring to the table that Luke Walton can't? That it's such a weird situation you're in.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest impact you see is in the long term, right? So Coach Kerr, you know, the year before we got there, you know, we won 51 games, we get eliminated out of the first round of the playoffs. You know, he comes, not only does he increase the win total, but in the playoffs, you know, we're allowed to go to a championship. You know what I'm saying? We win that championship. So, you know, yes, you know, we're winning games now, but over the course of the long term, I don't think we'll be as successful if he's not with us. And I think that's what everyone from players to coaches is happy to have him back, because you know, he has that philosophical piece that, you know, it's hard to replace. Now, you can't replace his experiences, how he coached our team last year, his ability to communicate with certain players. You can try to replicate that. You know, you can try to, you know, put in a system in place that, you know, guys know, which we've done this year, which we've had success with. But over the course of the long term, you know, he's really good at continuing to keep guys level-headed and allowing us to continue to grow as a team.
It really sounds like communication is at the heart of what Kerr does best with the Golden State Warriors. And it was described to me once that, and you can comment on this or just let it pass by in the question, that Mark Jackson put curtains up in the locker room and Steve Kerr took them down. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know if I'd say all that. I mean, I just think that, you know, Coach Kerr has a unique style in which, you know, he's able to, you know, have us focus on a long-term picture, but also, you know, has us motivated every single day. You know, we're going out there, we're trying to get better, we're focused on the details. And that's what allowed us to be successful last year.
When you were a kid, did you open up your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
I get in trouble if I try to open them up Christmas Eve. I had to wait Christmas morning.
Oh, really? See, man, that took incredible discipline on your part. It's probably why you're a professional athlete and I'm not. We had
to, by choice.
Yeah,
not by choice.
Oh, see, we opened our presents on Christmas Eve as a family, and then whatever Santa Claus brought us, wink, wink, we opened up on Christmas morning. So we got it twice, and I basically think my parents did that just to shut me up. Can you imagine trying to raise a sports talk radio host? I bet you were a lot easier to raise than I was.
I wouldn't say that quite so quickly. You know, my mom was definitely a disciplinarian, so she got me right. So that's why the gifts are definitely open on Christmas Day as opposed to Christmas Eve.
Nice. Did your mom ever throw a shoe at you? Mine did once.
No shoes were thrown. Thank
no.
Goodness.
Was there a spanking spoon? We have one of those.
It was more of a hand, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Same idea.
Raised in the cauldron of moms that care. It is going to be one heck of a Christmas. We got a game against Utah tomorrow to look at before that happens. The last thing I wanted to ask you about, because it's what I'm going to do next. As soon as we're done talking, I'm going to talk about the year that Steph Curry just had. His 2015 goes down in history as one of the best I think any athlete has ever had. And one of the reasons why it's so good for him is what seems to be a complete lack of jealousy of Steph's success that is team-wide. which I think is very unique about this team. How is it no one is jealous of Steph's popularity or success? Is it the way you're wired, or is it the way he's wired?
Man, I mean, it's a collection of everything, right? So, I mean, Steph, you know, obviously he's ascended to, you know, be the best basketball player in the game, you know, one of the most influential sports figures out right now. And, you know, he's so selfless. You know what I'm saying? He walks around just like he's a normal guy. He doesn't walk around like he's, you know, above anybody else. You know, he still speaks to everybody. He still acts the same way. So when you have the best player on your team acting, you know, like a normal person, I mean, that just trickles down. I mean, everyone else feels that same way. And when you have someone like that who's so selfless, who could go out there every single night and be gunning for himself, could be trying to say, I want to give me a back-to-back MVPs, I'm going to do it my way, or I don't know, if you guys don't fall in line, you know, then, you know, go somewhere else. I mean, when you have someone that's like that, it becomes contagious. And everybody feeds off that, and no one's jealous of Steph's success. If anything, you know, we want him to continue to have success, because he's not the person that's ever going to toot his own horn. He's never going to go out there and say, you know, I'm the best player in the world. So we have to be like, yo, this guy's the best player in the world, even though he won't ever say it. So I think that's how everything works.
Now, it's always good to talk to you, but I'd like to wrap up with this. You know, I know someone will probably grab the mic on Christmas Day and wish all the fans who show up to that game a Merry Christmas. So this is your microphone. On behalf of the Golden State Warriors, here's Harrison Barnes. Harrison, the floor is yours. What is your Christmas message, your holiday message to all the Warrior fans listening?
Man, to all the Warrior fans listening, thank you for continually rocking with us, not only since all this success lately, but just, you know, for all the faithful fans out there that have been rocking with us. Thank you so much. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and just keep rocking with us into this playoff run.
That's awesome, man. And congratulations for what you did with Holidays with Harrison. You had shopping sprees for 20 boys and girls. That's beautiful, man. I'm glad that you did that. It's the Warriors really do a great job reaching out into the community with their charity services.
I appreciate that, man.
All right. Well, that's the thing. I don't want you to victory lap it. I know you did it without a lot of attention, and I wanted to leave it that way, but I just wanted to say thank you very much. Harrison, you guys are the best show on TV. And I can't wait for you to rejoin the cast.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Harrison Barnes on 95.7 The Game. Good to talk to him each and every week. I mean it. Steph Curry's having a monster year. And by the way, before I just turn the page real quick to Steph, that's one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. Not just this week. Harrison. Harrison Barnes is one of the favorite interviews I do. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be one of the best interviews I do regularly at any point in time in my career. Even if my career goes another 50 years, we're not going to have another weekly athlete who comes on and cooperates in a give and take the way that he does.
Yeah, he does a good job.
That guy is the real frickin' McCoy. And I'm telling you right now, just based on his talent, who he is, how he looks, and how he talks, somebody's throwing max offer at him. This is the last year Harrison Barnes is with the Warriors. That is the guy that an owner falls in love with in a meeting at lunch and gives the world to. And you won't be able to hold it against Harrison for accepting the offer of the world.
I don't want him to go ever.
I don't want him to go either.
Like ever.
I don't want him to go either. But that is a guy that is going to have everybody coming after him. You know, you pay a young guy a massive amount of money in free agency to come be the new face, the new rep of your franchise behind door number one, Harrison Barnes. Wow.
He fits every category.
He checks all the boxes. He really does. 888-957-9570. Whatever you got on Harrison, the Jazz game, the Christmas Day game, we'd love to hear from you. I don't want to keep going on and on about Levi's and the Niners and Tom Sula. That was the first half of the show. What I want to go with right here and now, because at 6 o'clock, we are going to bask in the glory that is Charles Woodson's career coming and going from the city of Oakland. Do you realize that Steph Curry just had a monster year? Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out Steph just had a pretty good year. And it doesn't even take much analysis to figure out that he's pretty much the best basketball player on the planet right now. What we all know and understand is that things are pointed up. Like, this isn't the plateau of it. It still feels like the beginning of it. Jake Whitaker, SB Nation, would like to suggest to you that Steph Curry has had the best year ever. Full stop. Not best year ever for a basketball player. Best year ever for a human. Would you like to hear the argument for best year ever for a human? Well, let's just start with what he did at the office. Let's run through his professional accolades, shall we? Here we go. He won the MVP. He was the league-leading vote-getter in the 2015 All-Star Game. He was All-NBA first team. He won the three-point shootout against one of the best shootout fields in history. He set the NBA record for most three-pointers made in a season. He finished with the best record in the NBA last year. His team won the NBA championship without him really even breaking much of a sweat. He starts this year scoring more than any season Michael Jordan ever put together, while leading his team to the second longest NBA regular season winning streak and opening this season with nothing short of the longest winning streak in the history of American professional sports. Between January 1st of this year and the Milwaukee game last Friday, Steph's Curry year, regular season, 84-16. He's playing 840 ball, an 840 winning percentage in the month, or excuse me, in the year of 2015. Now, it's not just what you're doing at work that dictates, Gianna, how much fun or successful you are. You need to be surrounded by the right people. For example, me and you.
Ah, good analogy.
Thank you. He's got a brilliant GM. He's got great teammates. He's got great teammates who don't throw any jealousy at him. He's got amazing fan support. He's peaking in his abilities right at a time in the game of basketball where he's the perfect player for the era we're in. He's got Steve Kerr and Luke Walton. That's like two of the coolest guys who have ever coached a single whistle of basketball. What else has he done? Well, he's also, thanks to his basketball ability, become the global face of Under Armour and has the number one selling jersey in the world. Move over Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi? Lionel? Depends on where you're from, I guess. And I'm glad that it happened in 2015 because we can put it into his on-court accolades. Do you realize that Steph Curry has so thoroughly captured our imagination, like no player since Michael Jordan, that his pregame routine was just carried live with commentary on TV? His warm-ups, his dribble drill is something I would tune in to watch live nightly. This is a season that like nobody's ever had before. And what we're going to do as soon as we come on back are give you 10 more. That's just the resume, Gianna. That's just what he did on the court. I've got 10 other things that Steph Curry did on this just in the year that really, I think, deliver to him the title of that's the greatest year anyone has ever had ever. Like, seriously, he is having a monster year. Professionally, nailed it. What about personally? Wait and you see how he's nailing this, too. Let's go real quick to Daryl in Oakland, who wanted to talk about Harrison Barnes. What's going on, Daryl?
Nothing much, David. How you doing today?
Doing very well.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call. Gianna, thank you for all that you do. Appreciate it. I just wanted to say, man, Harrison is an awesome interviewee, a great interviewer as well. And just he's very articulate, very down-to-earth, and he really just brings it. I mean, straight to the point, answers your questions, don't sidestep, which is unlike a lot of athletes they do, or any interviewer, most of them.
A lot of interviews, I hear the guy changing what would be the truth to the acceptable answer in his head before he says it. With Harrison, I feel like he's just giving you the truth. Or maybe that just shows you how much of a senator he is. He can just improvise the perfect answer. The guy's awesome. I mean, he really is. He's something else.
He really is. I agree. And it's refreshing to, you know, I'm from Oakland, so it's refreshing to see an athlete here where I live at that's straight to the point, down to earth, and just will answer the question, you know, without, you know, he don't say, oh, well, I can't do this. But, he don't throw nobody under the bus either. I saw you had a couple of questions in there. He was like, well, no, it's just, hey, I'm not going to say that. This is what it is. This is how it, which is still professional, you know. So that's another compliment to him and what he does.
It's polished, man. The guy's polished.
You're right.
He really is. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. Daryl in Oakland. And even though Gianna's got an update in just a moment, we can't wait. We have breaking news at this particular time, at this moment. Let me have it.
Sorry, Sudan.
Go ahead.
Okay. Pro Bowl selections have been announced for the Niners, Joe Staley and Navarro Bowman. Also for the Raiders, we've got Charles Woodson, Khalil Mack, and Marcel Reese named to the Pro Bowl for selections.
There you go. So Pro Bowl selections being given to a couple of Bay Area players. Good for all of them. Navarro Bowman, by the way, will be joining me tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to talking to Navarro Bowman, the only great Niner in the room. It's safe to say that. I won't tell that to him because he'd be laughing and be like, no. But he's the only great Niner in the room. Yeah. Navarro Bowman is a guy that, as frustrated with the Niners as you get, who doesn't love what Navarro Bowman does? And he's really starting to move around and make plays to the tune where you don't see the injury anymore in your mind's eye as you're watching him play. So I'm glad that we get to talk to Navarro Bowman tomorrow when we come on back. The 10 things that Steph Curry did off the court that almost deliver him the title of greatest year ever in 2015. That's next on The Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. From NFL Monday through Football Friday. The NFL conversation never ends. On 95.7 The Game.
It's the most wonderful gift of the year. Give a greeting that's gold to your friends, new and old, and the ones you hold dear. Maybe they'll get you something in return. This ending doesn't rhyme.
Give the gift of a golden greeting card with holiday scratchers from the California Lottery. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Celebrate winter Napa style at the Meritage Resort and Spa. Taste wines and relax inside the estate cave. Walk through hillside vineyards. Explore the beautiful Napa Valley and enjoy a great meal at Sienna Restaurant. Or head into Crush Ultra Lounge, a sports and entertainment bar with 6 luxury bowling lanes. There are plenty of spaces to get away with someone special or your best friends. Just 50 minutes from San Francisco in the shadow of Napa Valley's Grape Crusher statue. Visit JustStayBaby.com to learn more about special holiday celebrations and book your stay today.
Monster Energy Supercross, January 30th. Don't miss a second of all the action. See Eli Tomac, Cole Seeley, Ken Roczen, Trey Kennard, James Stewart, Chad Reed, and reigning Supercross champion Ryan Tunji. Tickets start at just $15. Get your tickets now at participating Yamaha dealers and Ticketmaster.com. All seats $5 point to have show additional fee supply. Monster Energy Supercross returns January 30th to O.co Coliseum.
Raider legend Tim Brown joins 95.7 The Game for a Super Week luncheon you'll never forget.
This is Tim Brown. I want you to join me for a very special luncheon in support of the mission of Ethos Education Group. Ethos is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to improve the educational experience of students.
Lunch with Raider legend Tim Brown in support of Ethos. Wednesday, February 3rd at Momo's Restaurant. Get your tickets now at GetMyPerks.com. Brought to you by Dolan's Lumber and Windows.
John Middlecoff here from my guys at FreeWinners.net, the nation's elite sports handicapping team, giving you Vegas Edge right here. Don't miss their show, Sports Investors Weekly, airing Saturdays and Sunday at 8 a.m. For free picks anytime, text the letters NFL to 313131. Text NFL to 313131. Sports Investors Weekly by FreeWinners.net, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, right here on 95.7. Get the Vegas perspective and free picks by texting NFL to 313131 right now.
Celebrate the season at Mancini Sleep World's triple bonus holiday mattress sale. Rest easy with huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. Your choice of comfort for less. And only at Mancini's can you still enjoy free white glove delivery, free setup, and free mattress.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got people want to talk Warriors. I got people want to talk Barnes and Steph Curry, but I'm not done yet. I have not told you why this man has just had the greatest calendar year ever. We have to go back to this article written on SB Nation, authored originally by Jake Whitcare, about how Steph's 2015 goes down in history as one of the greatest seasons anyone has ever had, and he basically just wrapped up maybe the greatest year any dude has ever thrown down on planet Earth. Like, seriously. So we've gone over all the professional accolades, everything that he's done on the court. It's astounding. Here's what he's done off the court. And you could say off the court, it only gets better for Steph Curry. He's the rare, universally liked player. He turns people on, not off. And that's rare.
Yeah.
That is a rare thing because, you know, there's nobody like. I might be wrong. I certainly don't want any texts on this. But let's just presume for a moment that Justin Bieber is the biggest pop star on planet Earth.
Okay.
The amount of people that hate him screams louder than almost his own fan base.
Yes.
Steph Curry, we don't have to assume for the moment, he is the number one marquee attraction in all of professional sports. He is the number one basketball player in the world, and nobody's out there like, man, I hate Steph Curry.
No, that's not happening.
No one said that.
He's very likable.
Maybe a bitter Ohioan after the finals, but you were probably just as upset at Andre Iguodala that night. So he's universally likable, which is sort of a nice trait to have. He's got Lil B putting base god curses on the teams he's trying to beat. And he is, you know, beloved on social media thanks to what he tweets. And, of course, Lil B making it happen. Wonton soup, y'all.
Woo-woo.
His favorite football team has this year's MVP at quarterback and is riding an undefeated season in an 18-game winning streak. How happy would you be if your favorite football team, how much better would your life be? How quickly, more readily quickly, would you submit your I'm having the best year ever resume if the football team you root for hadn't lost a regular season game in the full calendar year that you're applying for the I'm having the greatest year ever calendar year?
That's the icing on the cake.
That is a huge part of it. He is a Panthers fan. They haven't lost this year in the regular season. And he's the MVP of his league. And his quarterback is about to be the MVP of his. It's crazy. All right. You want more? Here you go. His wife and daughter are internet sensations. One is the biggest cutie pie we've ever seen. The other is a woman of class and dignity that is putting hoes in check.
I love her, Aisha.
I love her too.
Yep.
I love both the Curry girls.
Well, there's three total.
He's got a new baby.
Yeah. Wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. He's got a new baby.
Wait. There's more.
He's got a new baby. There's a, what, he's a male model.
That too.
He models, but not in the way that pisses off his, male friends, or not male friend, but fans.
Yeah.
Like when Colin Kaepernick modeled, it pissed people off. Curry, go for it.
Oh, no. I saw his whole line at Express Clothing.
bought a mansion, still goes to In-N-Out, except when he goes to In-N-Out, he goes to Drake. How the other stuff, Curry's. Do you realize that he's changed the way America watches basketball? Like, Curry plus fire emoji is like a bat signal to turn the Warrior game on. Not just here in the Bay Area, everywhere now. Curry fire emoji equals ratings for CSN Bay Area. This guy shot a 76 while playing golf with the President of the United States. It's one thing to just play a round of golf with a sitting president to then shoot 76. So now Curry is maybe a better golfer than Tiger Woods. He was his own Jeopardy category.
Yeah.
He was a Jeopardy category. And we'll just throw this in at the end, even though it's not a part of 2015. If every year not only marks what you've done this year, but where you're going, he's about to get paid. He's about to get like $30 million a year, max deal, not allowed under NBA rules to pay you a penny more level paid. And Danny today told me he signed with Brita.
The water filter?
No, the other Brita. Yes.
I mean, that's the only thing I think of with Brita.
Yes, Brita.
Really? Oh, wow.
Think about it.
Really?
Splash Brother.
Oh, yeah. That
makes sense,
even though
Bob Fitzgerald's the only human that says that out loud.
I guess so, yeah. Brita, huh? Cool.
That's it.
I have one at home.
That's the best. I do, too. Button Vixen? Brita? Yes, she's got one, too. He's had the best year ever.
Yeah, he has.
He just had the best year ever. The only thing he's missing is a debut album and an Oscar nomination. Like, that's it. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony, how are you? You're on 95.7 The Game. What do you got?
Damon, I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you and John and the entire staff.
Thank you
very much.
Before I get to Harrison Barnes, yes, it seems like everything Steph Curry touches turns to gold. And I believe the first alien invasion of Earth, they'll be asking for Steph Curry and no one else.
Right. They'll be like, take us to your leader. And we'll be like, well, he's right there. He's wearing the Warriors jersey.
That's what's going to happen, totally. Now, you have scared the hell out of me, Damon. Trading Harrison Barnes not being a Warrior, I identified him as my favorite player when he was a rookie. I saw him growing as a future James Worthy with the Warriors. I don't think that you can win a championship on this team without Harrison Barnes.
Look,
he's part of this mosaic of multiple tools that Steve Kerr uses.
He's versatile. He's a phenomenal. He's versatile. He's phenomenal. Have the Warriors lost a step without him during their streak without him? I mean, the guy hasn't played in a month, and the team hasn't missed a beat. Now, I'm not saying that is the reason why he's going. The reason why he's going is because there's going to be a dollar amount offered to him that the Warriors simply cannot. You can't pay Steph, Dre, Clay, keep Festus, and have the whole team come on back. And
we'll have a bake sale. We'll have a bake sale, David. We'll do anything.
Bake sale? All right, bake sale it is. We get Giannis Tamales.
I'm in.
And Harrison Barnes stays. That's a great idea.
By your tongue, he's not leaving. He's not leaving.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I'm ready to sign him to a 10-year max conversation contract right now. I'd like to throw a 10-year, you're a weekly guest on the Damon Brew Show contract in front of him. Look, he could sign with a frickin' Charlotte Hornets, and I still want to have him on for a weekly.
By the way, from the Button Vixen, so Curry chose Brita because he didn't want to promote soda. He wanted to promote more water consumption.
Smart.
Very smart.
Smart.
Again,
keep the sugar down.
Yes.
Is there any? Is there a single note this guy plucks that isn't perfect?
Right. Sure, painting that picture.
You know. Oh, he is the garage door opener between Under Armour and China. That's not going to make him any money. Hi, I've got a billion shoes to sell. There's a billion people ready to buy Under Armours in China right now. Which ones? Curry's.
Yeah.
Damon, do you ever feel weird being a grown man who worships other grown men? Okay, first of all, if I showed up at your house tonight, you'd ask me for an autograph, much less Steph Curry. Second of all, I don't worship anything. This is documenting, and I'm working right now. This is my job. You don't catch me with anyone's jersey.
No,
you don't catch me rocking team colors. You got, there are no nits on this chin. None. None. It's a nut-free chin.
What about Indiana?
Indiana, that's a different story. But I went there. That's the thing. That's not
just
me.
Just checking.
That's not me worshiping grown men. That's me worshiping 19-year-old kids. And getting angry at a grown man on a daily basis. They are, well.
I swear, I thought they were 18.
Some of them are 18. Well, no, 19. All right. Damon, you going to give Danny props for that one perfectly timed soundbite? Danny, stop sending text to the text line. Knock it off. Stop texting the text line. I can tell it's you. When we come on back, more of your calls, less me polishing Curry's knob.
It's all true.
But it's all true. That guy just threw down the all-time 2015 that you can find. Who had a better year than him? I can't find anyone.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Next hour, we've got Andrew Brandt joining us at 6 o'clock, or right after 6 o'clock anyways. We're going to talk to him about the retirement of Charles Woodson. A couple of other NFL topics as well are going to make it, but we're really having him on to kind of encapsulize the decision that he made as vice president of the Green Bay Packers at the time to bring Charles Woodson to Green Bay. Not a lot of guys spend their careers with one team. And then for a guy to go to another team and then come back to that original team, it's a pretty cool story. Obviously, we all hope that this is not the final game ever for the Raiders in Oakland. That is just depressing and makes no sense on so many levels. Like, if the topic is, well, all we need is a little more money, well, we got tons of that up here. Like, we got tons of money in Northern California. This place has got money everywhere.
We're like printing it here.
No, maybe Oakland doesn't have a lot of money, but you know what? Somebody with a big corporate price this stuff. This whole thing can be solved with a checkbook. Anyone got a checkbook?
Isn't Uber in Oakland now, right? Why don't they sponsor?
Uber Stadium? The Uber Raiders? Sold. Whatever keeps them here.
Drive your car. Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Welcome. I'm here to contribute.
Would you explain that to me? Is that a Khalil Mack reference? Is that what that is?
Derek Carr. No, I know you know.
Let's go to Coach David calling from Richmond. How are you, Coach?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, all that good stuff.
Right back at you.
This is Coach Davis, and I was just thinking the Warriors game is unfortunate, and I just want to get your opinion on this, but as many wins as they've gotten all the way back to the championship and the playoffs, everyone cried that the Warriors were lucky that they were injured. Now that Cleveland is healthy, all of a sudden everyone's interested in, okay, now this is going to be the real game here to see, you know, if the Warriors are for real. Now, to Cleveland's credit, they don't want to inspire the Warriors, and LeBron James and them are not talking about it. They're refusing to talk about the Golden State Warriors. But I have a feeling that the Warriors already know that this game is going to be a huge measuring stick.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's one of the first. Look, they've got two teams that they're measuring themselves against this year, and only two. It's the Cavaliers, who they'll see twice, and the Spurs. That's it. Those are the only two teams that anyone could even sit down and sound like a reasonable person if they made the argument these teams are better than Golden State. Everyone else is an also-ran behind those three heavyweights. So we got a heavyweight fight. It might be at full strength. If Kyrie Irving comes back and even Steve Kerr comes back on Christmas, I mean, that's what we're all hoping for. I want to see this thing happen straight up, nobody injured. I'm fascinated in that. Let's go. Let's do it. Tip the ball up.
Yeah, but to people forget, you know, they talk about Curry and the Warriors offense, but the Warriors play defense.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and they lock when they really want to play. And you watch the Golden State Warriors play; they simply lock you down. All of a sudden, you see shots clanking off the rim, and their help defense is phenomenal. How they rotate over from one man to the next.
This is what drives me nuts, Coach. Thank you for the call, Coach Davis. The thing that drives me nuts the most about Charles Barkley calling the Warriors a jump shooting team is what you're trying to say is they're so finesse, they don't put body on you. This team puts body on you. This is a defensive basketball team that happens to also shoot jumpers at a rate we've never seen before. And the only reason why they shoot jumpers at a rate we've never seen before is because we've never seen a collection of shooters like this all on one team. Their small lineup, Bogut off the floor, Draymond playing the five, everybody can hit a three. You got Draymond, Steph, Clay, Barnes when healthy, and Iguodala. Everybody out there hits a three. You take somebody off the court, and now that guy's Livingston, he can hit a three. That guy could be Ian frickin' Clark. That guy can hit a three. They're all players. They're all shooters. There's a big saying, and I even almost hate to say it because it's Calipari's saying. He's the one who kind of invented it to help his recruiting at Kentucky. Positionless basketball. Positionless basketball. And that's sort of the game's direction, where you got to be versatile. You got to be skilled in several different layers. And what really I think is just lost in all of this is so often when we talk about a basketball player, you're only talking about what he does offensively. Like, what's wrong with Klay Thompson? Well, he's not shooting quite the way you wanted him to at the beginning of the season, but the way he was playing defense, there wasn't anything wrong with Klay Thompson. This is why I have no trouble submitting Draymond Green into the he's one of the 10 best players in the league, because that's one of the 10 best. How about this? Forget about it. He's one of the three best defenders in the NBA, which automatically qualifies him for the 10 best list. Now, does he do the other thing? The answer to that question is yes. Is he a leader? The answer to that question is yes. So there's just nothing about that guy that doesn't scream elite level basketball player. It's amazing how it's all come together. Have we got this Khalil Mack sound ready to go? I want to get to it before we get to Andrew at the top of the hour. He was asked, the Raider defensive end / outside linebacker, positionless football. It's kind of like Khalil Mack is, positionless football player. He's just, his position is coming for you. That's his position.
Look out.
He was asked about Charles Woodson retiring, and here's what Khalil Mack had to say.
I was like, no. You know what I mean? That's big bro, man. But told us, man, he gave us his all, and that's all he had. This is the last one, so you got to respect it, man. A great career, great person. I'm proud, and I'm glad to be able to have shared this, I mean, these two seasons with him.
I'm glad that he has been able to share these two seasons with him, too, because when's the last time a defender in Oakland had a mentor? When's the last time the Raiders had a good mentorship, you know, mentoring program built into their team? You know, boy, this coach is a mentor. Boy, this player's a mentor. Boy, this veteran's a mentor. It's hard to find that guy over the last handful of years. Charles Woodson, as he lost, and hard to find, but the reality is that Father Time's undefeated. And as Woodson lost steps, as Woodson lost a little speed, he gained perspective. And the perspective that he brought to the team this year won't have them in the playoffs, but it is an important part of the building block that gets them there. Woodson was the den mother of this Raiders team. He took care of them. He inspired him. He rallied him. He yelled at him. He held him accountable. All the things that you need a veteran leader to do for a football team, this guy did it. And then, after all of that symbolic stuff, that you do in the locker room and before the game kicks off. He then went out and at the age 39 played like a pro bowler. That's just awesome.
I was like, no.
That's the way we felt, too. Because I'll tell you, he could come back at 40 and still be out there playing. But I'm glad he isn't. Stepping away a year too early. And who could say after, what, 19 years it's too early? It's better to go while you are still playing at a high level than trying to be something that you no longer are. And Charles Woodson knows that. Greatness recognizes that more than the average recognizes that. The average is happy to be there. The average is glad that he made it and wants to hang on as long as possible. Greatness knows that you're lucky to be there with him. And the minute he's no longer great, he'll step aside because he doesn't want to ever fall into the average. That's what bothered me about Jordan's return to the Wizards. But by the way, he's still putting up 20 a night. I mean, he's still Michael Jordan. It just wasn't that Michael Jordan. It's just another Michael Jordan. I didn't like him in a Wizards jersey. Who am I lying? That's just, I didn't like him. Damon, the day Charles Woodson came back to the Raiders was a day they all had a mentor. Damon, Seymour, Ellis, those guys, what'd they do? I don't feel like they were part of a season where things started to turn around. I think that's what this season is. Drive your car? Really, Gianna? Damon, please don't hold it against Gianna.
Hey.
Please don't hold it against the lady.
Clever, Uber, drive your car.
Stick around.
Whatever.
More clever.
Shame.
I don't think we had to go that far.
Shame.
Not that far. We held the bell.
We held the bell.
The bell punctuates extreme shame. That was just suggested shame. Stick around another hour next.
On 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.